I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 10 more Christians have been arrested in Eritrea's capital, and a pastor has been missing since August 12th. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says most of the 2,000 believers behind bars have yet to be charged. The church is isolated, so VOM remains committed to supporting the evangelical church.
We have been able to assist the church there through help to the families of those who are in prison. We've also been involved in translating some books and Christian material. And so we've been able to provide some tools for the Eritrean church to help them not only survive during this time, but really to thrive.
Elsewhere, Wycliffe Associates is asking Christians to help Bible translators in Papua New Guinea. The airplanes that serve them are threatened because of the rising aviation fuel prices, up to $14 a gallon. The only producer of the fuel may stop production at any time. The best solution is getting the new Kodiak plane, which will be available in a few months. It's designed specifically for difficulties in the mission field. And planning for a second annual Christmas parade in Ghana is already underway. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says last year's festivities in Pram Pram were aimed at jump-starting a community health facility. Well, this year, it's about growing the project that started it all.
We really wanted to draw in more churches just to present a unified witness of the body of Christ to the whole community. And now it's a great time that we could evangelize by passing out tracts, gospel literature, inviting people to the different local churches. And all the proceeds we raise are going to go toward helping finish the recovery ward of the Prom Prom Health Clinic.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing in the West, yet few Christians know about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.